Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots happening this week, folks. As usual, Biden family subpoena and some other stuff. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Hunter's art today. And I use my finger quotes when I say Hunter's art. Maybe you didn't catch that in my voice. I didn't say Hunter's art. I said Hunter's art. The FBI, talking about those guys. The oppressors in the Department of Justice. You watch the FBI deal. Look, I understand you got to do some, you know, horse trading, so to speak. But I've watched, I don't know, a lot of TV specials and what have you that, or you know, movies and what have you that have the FBI, the CIA in it. And I'm telling you, you got to be a special breed of evil to want to be in those organizations. Evil people will do anything to get to their goal. I was just watching, we're watching this series called Bosch. I've seen it before. And they want the wife, the ex-wife of the detective, to spy on him so that she can get her record clear. And to get her record clear, it was nothing that she did that was illegal. But the FBI won't let her get a regular job or get her record clear unless she can help them. It's insane. It's not about just do the right thing anymore in this country. Not for the left. Fulton County's got a ballot issue. By the way, whether it's Wisconsin, whether it's Michigan, whether it's Pennsylvania, Georgia, etc., I'm going to guarantee you there's election ballot cheating that went on, and the Fulton County's just really blown up. So maybe we'll have a little time to discuss that. But here's what I can tell you what happened over the weekend. No matter what was going on in your life, whether you were dealing with rebellious teenage kids, or you were dealing with whatever personal issue. Maybe your parent, you have an older parent who's sick. Maybe you yourself were dealing with something. You probably went to church. Maybe you prayed about something that you need in your life. By the way, I do pray that you get answers for whatever may be vexing you at this time. So I'll offer that to you right here and now. But here's what I will tell you. No matter what you were doing, the godless among us, the left, plotted all weekend for your destruction. It began the moment you went, woo, the weekend's beginning, and you started looking for the little bit of joy that you might have found over the weekend. And I hope you did. I hope you spent time with family and friends and fellowshiped. Or maybe you did get some good news. You know, God put a blessing on you in some kind of way. Let me put it to you this way. If you're listening to this show, you got a blessing of some sort. Because God reveals himself to you all the time. So, you know, something good happened. But while whatever good was happening, I'm telling you, the other side was plotting against you. They don't care about you. Joe Biden has got a meeting coming up this week with his boss. That would be Chairman Xi Jinping of China. Xi Jinping. Anyway, he's going to be in town, and Joe Biden's got to get prepped, man. He's got the whole White House working to make sure that they can satisfy the boss. Ah, Joe, good to see you. Yeah, Joe Biden getting money to his foundation. Xi Jinping knows exactly how to work old Joe. Hunter had that Asian aide, whatever. She was a lady that helped him out. Who knows what she was getting paid for? Everybody that worked for Hunter had two jobs. The job that they were supposed to be paid to do, and of course, the job of satisfying Hunter carnally. That was the job of them. Oh, you know, we should tell you who you're listening to. This is Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Oh, my goodness. So glad you're with me. Anyway, Joe Biden's boss is coming to town, the Chinese. And I say this because Joe Biden's compromised. And I don't know what's going to be revealed over the next few weeks. As I mentioned, the subpoenas are out. We'll talk about that. And we've already covered it in one sense, but I think that you're going to find out you'll learn a little bit more this week. You always learn something when you come in. Tune into the Kevin Jackson Show. Admit it. You do. And I do thank you for the support. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start announcing the numbers that we have, because we want 500 people to donate $20 a month. The thing is up on the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. Go there. If you want to be one of those folks, you're going to be in special. I promise you, I know we've been talking about this for a while, and I've already delivered. Many of you contact me, you write me, whatever. I talk to you on the weekends, I talk to you in the evenings. I send you notes, I've sent you thank you cards, I mean, lots of stuff. And you're going to get merch and stuff like that. We're going to give you a code, you go and you order the merch, and it'll come to you free. You just pay for shipping, it gets to you free. So we're going to do all that, and that's part of the thing. And there are levels that you can get to, because when I'm in town, I will gladly have dinner with you, whatever I'm available to do. So all that's coming. But I'm going to announce that, okay, we added 3 new people or whatever. And I don't care what the number is. I'm not embarrassed by the number. If it's 17 people, it's 17 people. It'll be 17 people that I absolutely adore. Or it'll be 5,000 people. Maybe we'll get more than 500. I hope you're one of them. But it's what we're going to do to ensure that we can do our job and keep continuing to do this and report to you this great news about Joe Biden's boss coming in. And I took some of the comments, and one guy's name is Dogface797966. Just watch for the briefcase handoff. I'll bet it'll be a huge payday. So he's thinking Xi is bringing Joe the money from the Chinese dealings. Good job there, Dogface. I like the way you're going there. Another guy, JD, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's got a bunch of numbers in it, but JD made this comment about the Biden visit by his boss. He said, confusion, falling, naps, and comedy. That's what we always get with Joe Biden. The other one wrote, Darius wrote, what to look for? More embarrassment for the American people. Here was another one. Xi will thank Joe for all his good work in promoting Chi-Com interests, like allowing their spy balloon to gather information all across America. They give him new something, the future, and Joe will thank Xi for helping making his family rich and say, anything for you, master. I couldn't read the other because it went off the page. What was that? New marching orders on how to help in the future. That was it. The other one, look for Xi to openly laugh in Biden's face. Here's another one from Social Distance Justice Warrior. I love Joey Baby for all the laughter he brings from forgetting the names and falling off bicycles, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, got to leave it there. Got a great show for you this hour. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I hadn't commented much on this story about the embedded journalist, but think about that for just a second. It appears to be true that AP, CNN, I don't know who, but a bunch of these journalists knew about this attack. Now, this is the super secret attack that Hamas did on Israel that killed over 14,000 Jewish people, has women and children who were raped. They've been compromised in so many ways. And now there are hostages from multiple nations trapped in Gaza that are being negotiated for us to get out by the Biden administration, the people who actually funded the war. So let me put it in a different way. The people who funded the war gave money to Iran in order that they pay Hamas to go attack Israel. We now know that embedded journalists, you know, the people that are just pro-Palestinian, they're not anti-Semitic necessarily, they're just pro-Palestinian, they seem to know about the raid when Joe Biden's DOJ knew nothing about it, Israel knew nothing about it, the clandestine services beyond the CIA didn't seem to know anything about it, the NSA, there was no chatter, but the journalists were there. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844 844- 551-8255. This is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that an attack happened on Israel with no knowledge of the DOJ, but the media knew. This is a media that Barack Obama years ago spied on, threatened to throw in jail, etc. And let's remember, let's put all this into context. The real terrorist, according to the people that funded the terror attack on Israel that started the war in Ukraine, the real terrorists are you and I. You know, the people who would dare march on January 6th because we know that an election was stolen. The people who dare go to school board meetings and say, look, they're our children. We want to know what they're learning. The people who would dare fight so that they get to know that some school teacher or some administrator is trying to degender your child over a whim. You know, you terrorists. We terrorists. 844-551-8255. I didn't know this, but this is a tweet that was out not that long ago. I didn't know the story, but here it says this. Remember when AP, Associated Press, shared office space with Hamas, then pretended not to know. Now they're denying that their journalist had prior knowledge of Hamas's attack, despite pictures of him with Hamas infiltrating Israel. Now I saw the pictures. These people are standing around as Hamas is assimilating. They're in these gliders that flew into Israel, and they're taking pictures. And people have identified these journalists. So doesn't it beg the question, who notified the journalists to show up? I mean, Hamas has one heck of a comms team, because they say, hello, CNN, we are about to invade Israel. You should come check it out. You will have scoop on news. Sound more Russian, but you get my point, right? You're going to have this scoop. Unbelievable. Somebody else tweeted this. Sharing space with Hamas, a designated terrorist organization, and now denying prior knowledge of attacks despite evidence, that's not just negligent. It's potentially complicit. They need to be held accountable. Don't know if this story is true. It's not my purview to say it is or it isn't. I'll tell you this. It's been all over the news. Lots of people have been talking about it. There seems to be a preponderance of evidence that it happened, unless it was AI. Was it deep faked? I don't think AP and CNN and these other sources are denying it. How did that happen? And how is it that you can allow a terrorist organization to go and kill a group of people willy-nilly and with no repercussion? Not even a moral thing to say, whoa, wait a minute, we're not filming that. No. You must be part of the team. One person tweeted this, you mean journalists, in quotes, don't just hang out at the border of Gaza? I'm sure Hamas is totally cool with strangers holding cameras and recording their every move. I'm also sure that hopping on the back of a motorcycle holding a grenade was just, well, you know, when in Rome. That's what the journalists did. They're pictures that showcase exactly what I just described. What happened to the real world? What happened to the world where we look at things and say, that's just wrong? Where'd that world go? I don't even know if we should play this clip, because it's not that big of a deal. It's a gay Jewish guy, and he makes a very salient point that I've already made multiple times, but let's just go ahead and play it.
You know, I'm starting to think that a lot of you actually didn't like Jews before all of this happened. A lot of you seem like you're expressing a lot of pent-up anger and rage that you've been holding on to for a while. So the real core question is, why do you hate Jews so much? What have they ever done wrong to you? The answer is literally nothing, but you hate them anyway. I forgot, you're not anti-Semitic. You're just trying to help the Palestinians. Okay.
Mockingly clever, and what, I've been saying, it's... Yeah, we've been dealing with anti-Semitism for decades, openly. Nobody seems to care. And here's what I will say. The Jews, have always been sort of, oy vey, whatever. You know, they don't care because they're doing well. But you can't let that fester. And you guys, you know my take on the Jews. Contributed probably more to society per capita than any other group on the planet in history. And yet, completely ostracized. But the guy, he touches on great points. You've always hated him, but you disguise it in, no, it's pro-Palestinian support. But no, it's hatred of Jews. It's been open. It's been honest. But here's the big question, and I've asked this of many people. Tell me why. Tell me why. I've heard black people say, man, these Jews and Jews on this. And I'm like, what has it done to you? Where has it impeded your growth? Say you believe it. No answer. Because there isn't one. And the Jews, and I'm going to put some blame on them. They don't do a good job of marketing who they are, necessarily. So I almost liken it to the Republican Party. You do a lot of great things for people, but if you're not going to tell them, you're going to build up resentment. Now, let's stay on that thread for a bit. What does it teach you? As a conservative, do you think it's going to organically happen and all your good deeds are just going to, we must love conservatism. You know what? Now that I look in retrospect, they're so good. Or do you need to sell conservatism? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to wait around for people to like me. I'm going to advertise it. I'm not talking about it at a personal level. I'm talking about it at the level of our group. I'm going to advertise who we are. I'm going to brag about it.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The federal government facing a midnight Eastern Time Friday deadline for running out of funds. Presenting House Speaker Mike Johnson with a challenging situation, much like that of his predecessor, Representative Kevin McCarthy. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has suspended his Republican presidential campaign. He had hoped his personal story and positive message would be enough to elevate his campaign. It was not. Tensions escalating in the war between Israel and Hamas once again. Today, Donald Trump Jr. will take the stand again in his father's civil trial. He'll be questioned first by the defense lawyers representing him, his father, and other defendants. A state lawyer is also expected to question him on cross-examination. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to talk a little bit about strategy, because we had the Tuesday elections a week ago, whatever, and we supposedly lost on the issue of abortion. And a guy actually explained some of this stuff, and here's what he wrote. In one of the more astonishing statistics from Tuesday night, a whopping 24% of self-described white evangelical or born-again Christians supported Ohio's Issue 1, which not only puts the Buckeyes on par with California's abortion extremism, but gives the green light to minor transgender surgery without parental consent. We're expecting voters to act with moral clarity when the church won't even speak to it. Until that changes, pro-lifers will have a much steeper hill to climb. If Christians have been complacent after the Dobbs victory, we need to ensure they're no longer complacent after defeat. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This guy goes on to say, why would Christians be voting for abortion anyway? Family Research Council's Joseph Backhelm thinks the answer could be the silence on these issues in many parts of the church. Many churches don't want to be divisive, so they choose to say nothing. But when you say nothing, you say something. Many Christians have been left with the impression that it doesn't matter what Christians think about abortion, because the people they look to for guidance on these issues live and act like it doesn't matter. Elsewhere in Virginia, where abortion was the only messaging point Democrats had to run on, the media rushed to gloat that conservative agendas like Governor Glenn Youngkin's had been rebuked. Among the more creative post-election name-calling was Fox Business's Dagan McDowell, who labeled Youngkin, a damp Dorito for putting so much emphasis on life. By the way, Dagan McDowell, she is a total leftist. When I was at Fox, I watched this lady flip-flop. She pretended to be a conservative, but the minute she opened her mouth, you were like, you're a total leftist. You're trying to hide out in plain sight. You ain't fooling anybody. So the idea here, folks, is that we lost. There was a referendum against conservatism, against pro-life issues, blah, blah, blah. And you've heard me talk about it. I said, and I've said this many times, the issue of abortion has nothing to do with abortion. It has to do with somebody telling you what to do with your doggone self. And I don't know how you feel, but you're not going to tell me what to do. That's number one. If I want to put on body art, if I want to put dope in my veins, if I want to run out in front of traffic, whatever I decide to do with my body is none of your business. That is a fundamental thing that you got to remember when you're dealing with an issue. Why do you think the whole thing with COVID was, that's what made people wake up, was when you go, you better wear that mask and you better get that shot. And you were like, don't tell me what to do. And we thought, oh, wow, that's going to bleed over into the whole abortion issue. No, it's not. Not unless you make it. Not unless you understand how to market that. But the fundamental issue when somebody says, I don't know how you felt. When I was on a plane and they would be like, put your mask up. I wanted to get up and strangle somebody. How dare you? How dare you make me wear this stupid thing? It is a sign of you're going to commit. You're going to be complacent. You're going to do what we tell you to do. You will comply. That was the word I was looking for. It was a C word. You could tell I was fishing, right? Anyway, you will comply. And it burned me up. And I know there are many people out there, you felt the same way as I did. You were like, man, And everywhere you went, where's your mask? Put your mask up. I remember when they mandated masks. I remember telling this story. I was at the airport. It was just starting. And I walked into one of the stores, and the lady had her mask below her nose, but she asked me, where's your mask? I said, I'm not wearing one. And she goes, well, technically, I'm not even supposed to serve you if you don't wear your mask. And I said, well, technically, I would just walk out. You wouldn't serve me. And that was the very beginning. And then, boom, 2 years of the nonsense. Well, that's where we are. Anyway, I want to go back to this because we think that this is about the babies and all that. We can get to that. The fundamental issue is don't tell me what to do. And I'm going to tell you, I completely agree. If you approach a woman and you say you're pregnant, you better keep that baby. You think you're going to win them over? That is the most stupid thing on the planet to think you're going to win somebody over because, oh, you're going to do this. Did anybody win you over on vaccination? Let me tell you what people were doing. I will write up my own thing. I'll find a doctor who will do this, who will write me a prescription and say I got, not a prescription, but a note saying I am vaccinated. There were many people looking. They were scheming. And other people were like, I guess I won't be traveling anymore. The world is no, I'm going to be living through the internet because I'm not traveling. If it's mandatory, I got to get a shot to go into some country. I'm not getting it. I'm not going. So we were already rebelling. And if you can't understand that rebellion is the same rebellion that you're creating in women that want to commit abortions, then you're crazy. That's the first line of rebellion. Then you get into the issue. It's my body and all that. But that's the secondary piece. And the secondary piece is winnable. Because you can get, there's enough ammo out there of women who have gotten abortions and regret it, women who can't have babies and want to have it, women who have gotten them and, they may still be getting them, but they don't feel good about it. They really don't. I mean, there's very few women that go, yeah, I've had 7 abortions and I feel great. Yeah, they get rewarded for it and they act as if, oh, yeah, I'm all happy about it. They're not. Don't let them fool you. Leftists aren't happy. They made a bad choice in a person, resulted in a pregnancy that they don't want. Now they've got the inconvenience, all the different things that go on, and whether they believe it or not, they got the mental anguish of it all. People die doing it. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff against it. They don't enjoy it. That's the easier sell. But what you're not going to sell somebody on, because I'm going to tell you this, you are not going to sell me on I can do what I want to your body. You know what people are afraid of right now? Most of us are that they're going to put some mRNA or something that alters our DNA that makes us have to get this COVID BS. If you're like me, you're going, I'll get my own water. It's like getting roofied at a bar. You're like, the government's going to try to roofie you with some COVID stuff. Not going to get me. We're not losing on abortion. The guy points this out. He says, the reality is, Jim Garrity points out, Virginia is shifting from the narrow GOP control of the state house and narrow Democratic control of the state Senate to a narrow Democratic control of both chambers. In other words, the flipping of Virginia isn't nearly as big as you said. It's been happening, and it's only one or two votes that flip a legislature in a lot of places. So don't get caught up in this idea of, oh, we lost Virginia, and it's all lost. A mandate, you know, was given, or, you know, some sort of an idea that leftism is now back. Said, step away from the ledge rationale was echoed by politicals like John McCormick, who noted that what happened Tuesday night isn't all that different what happened the year Youngkin won. The House of Delegates went from 52-48 Republicans and Democrats to 51 Democrat, 49 Republican House now. And let's not forget, he said, Virginia was a Biden plus 10 state. Voters were still equally divided, 46-47 on a 15-week abortion limit. Oh, and by the way, the damn Dorito has a 54-38% approval rating. Biden hasn't sniffed a percentage like that since inauguration. Don't get caught up in this idea that we're losing. We're at razor-thin margins because we have a feckless Republican Party that doesn't know how to represent you. That's the problem. And the sooner you recognize that problem, the better. Because you won't feel bad. You won't be, oh my gosh, because the media is going to, oh, it was a rout. The Democrats kicked some butt. The Democrats held a seat in Kentucky that they shouldn't have held because Daniel McCormick, I forget his last name, but the guy, I think it's McCormick. Anyway, he should have beaten Beshear if Mitch McConnell had done his job. If the Republican Party had touted a black Republican AG and made it a national thing, they could have. I think that race would have been easily, not easily won, but it could have been won. If the Republicans were to recognize that we're being cheated and stop with this wishy-washy, election engineer, election, we don't think the election. I mean, if you can't admit that the elections are unfair and that we're being cheated, you shouldn't be a Republican. You should be out of office. Can you imagine if every Republican stopped this nonsense that we didn't get cheated and say, you know what, we got cheated and we're going to make sure it never happens again. The ability to unite on this stuff is, or the inability, should tell you all you need to know. This is a uniparty system. Get away from the ledge, folks. We're not losing ideological battles. We're losing marketing battles.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Told you guys a while back, the scheme to get Trump was set a long time ago. You gotta give the Democrats some credit, man. These guys knew what they were gonna do. They planned the coup against Donald Trump. They set the machines so they, you know, they could do the nuclear switch, which they did at 3 a.m. or whatever time in the morning. But they did something even bigger than that, something better. And I mean, you gotta love their diabolical nature. They said, we're going to establish January 6th, and anything that Donald Trump does, we're going to let him know we cheated him. and he's going to fight it. And in his fight to keep his office, we're going to call it an insurrection. And then we're going to invoke the insurrection clause and get him out of politics forever. Forever. This was their scheme from the very beginning, from the moment this man got elected. Russian collusion. They wanted to paint him as the most anti-American guy he could be. Well, if he's with Boris and Natasha, well, he must be a bad guy, right? He must be. He's colluding with Russians. Drinking black Russians, white Russians. All Russian colors. He wants it, okay? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What an elaborate scheme. And they, to this day, they push this BS of January 6th. I just saw a meme. It was a mother and son who walked peacefully into the Capitol. They are in prison in a January 6th, a prison worse than for terrorists. Did not fire a shot, did not throw a punch, nothing. Walked into the Capitol. These people are part of the January 6th insurrectionist. Meanwhile, Hamas can storm the Capitol, go do sit-ins in people's offices, threaten Congress people. I mean, they can do whatever they want. Threaten the White House. I mean, they were talking about rushing the White House. Let me put it this way. They've done more than any January 6th person. And I think they've made some arrests, but these people are out immediately. People involved in January 6th have been in jail for years now. Years. And they did nothing. And the only reason they're there is for the left to sell the narrative of the worst insurrection. Oh my gosh. Dude, you can't possibly feel safe in America. The democracy is at stake. You can't possibly feel safe with those J6 protesters. Thank goodness they locked them up. Or what would we, who knows what would have happened? That's where we are. Anyway, the Minnesota Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit seeking to bar former President Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot under a constitutional provision that forbids those who, quote, engaged in insurrection from holding office. Now, just the idea that that case was brought, and it's being brought in multiple states, should tell you everything you need to know about the election of 2020 and this so-called insurrection. Now, we've talked about it before. I talked about how the left made this thing so overblown. It was the equivalent of the Civil War. It was the equivalent of Pearl Harbor. It was the equivalent of the towers going down. They equated it to everything. And you went, whoa, wait a minute. Didn't seem like that. And all these armed Americans, all the guns, because we got to fear the guns, and not a single gun was taken to D.C. that I know of. There were no gun charges. If you're going to storm the Capitol, you would think you'd have some kind of weaponry. No guns, no knives, no bats, no billy clubs, no whatever, brass knuckles, none of it. And so to equate it to that and then build Fort Pelosi around it, all orchestrated, kabuki theater, planned well in advance, and that's all you can figure from it. And then here's what the Supreme Court in Minnesota, they declined to become the first in history to use Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to prevent someone from running for the presidency. Now, they say they dodged the question, the central question of the lawsuit. Does Trump's role in January 6, 2021 in the attack, is what they call it, disqualify him from the presidency by stating that the law allows parties to put whomever they want on the primary ballot? And here's what they wrote. There is no state statute that prohibits a major political party from placing on the presidential nomination primary ballot or sending delegates to the national convention supporting a candidate who is ineligible to hold office. Now, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but because they even go on to say the ruling is rather brief and it's unclear whether the narrow scope of the decision was simply a matter of following the letter of the law, or lack thereof, they put in parentheses, or if the justices were deliberately trying to dodge a more thorny issue. The ruling offers no comment on whether or not Donald Trump's words and deeds leading up to January 6, 2021 would qualify as an insurrection. Now I'm going to stop there and just tell you, in no way does it qualify. You know it from a common sense perspective. You know it from a legal perspective, even if you're not a legal beagle. Nothing Donald Trump said would lead anyone to believe there was an insurrection. And ultimately, what did he do? He left. What was funny is, I remember now when Nancy Pelosi said, we will go in there, we will drag him out. They were hoping Donald Trump would, like, barricade himself in there. And they, I mean, and I don't know who were his legal advisors at the time, Mark Meadows, who was his legal team, but they advised Trump, just leave. We'll fight this thing out in the courts. And he did. But I'm telling you, this was a total setup from moment one. Everybody knows it. He says, they went out of their way. Well, let me go back to the insurrection thing. He says, and if that should subsequently bar him from a run from office, meaning that his words and deeds leading up to that would disqualify him. Trump specifically told people, you can peacefully march, peacefully, whatever, call it whatever you want. But I'm not condoning any violence or anything like that. He said it out of his own mouth. Now, did he say, I think I got cheated? He absolutely did. And of course, anybody with a brain knows that he did. I know it makes a lot of people mad. There are people who are friends of mine who, Kevin, you can't believe that there's an election was cheated. Yes, I can. And you know what? No offense, but you're an idiot if you don't believe it yourself. And if that hurts your feelings, I don't really care. And I'm telling you, I have people that I consider to be fairly intelligent who, well, they didn't prove it. They didn't need to. You want to know what the proof was? Joe Biden's in the Oval Office. That's the proof that they cheated. And if you can, anybody with a brain who looked at what Joe Biden was doing in his campaign, the number of people who were supporting him, his campaign was a joke. Thanks for potting that down. We have been way too hot on this mic. Jeez, it probably sounds a little muffled leading up to this, folks. I apologize for that. Thanks for catching that, guys. Late, but it's okay. So, no way Joe Biden won. No way. But don't let that stop the left from trying to convince you otherwise. So they go and they say they went out of their way to note that there is no barrier to nominating someone who is ineligible to hold office. But this still only applies to the party primary process. The ruling leaves open the possibility that Trump could be barred from the general election ballot, but a separate challenge would need to be brought if he were to win the primary race. The court also declined to comment on Trump's specific eligibility. The rules for primary nomination process vary from state to state, but Minnesota seems to be dealing with a question that few people have even considered. Why include such a provision such as that? Who would nominate someone who isn't qualified to take the office that they are seeking? Under this ruling, Minnesota could put someone on the ballot who is not a natural-born citizen, who's under 35, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the thing. But I don't want to get lost in the weeds. Those are minutia. The big issue is this. The insurrection clause failed in Minnesota. It will fail elsewhere. But it was a strategy of the Democrats playing the long game. And that's what bugs me, is that we don't play the long game. We aren't looking far enough ahead. If we're looking ahead, we could outflank these guys at any time. But the Republican Party isn't looking ahead. And in fact, we're part of the reason that Trump is in this situation now. And I'm telling you what you already know. But we've got to fix this. And thankfully, we got this first win.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.